You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It is a sound collage with audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. Mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme. And this evening, our theme is called The Power of Three, as we play you music by trios. We started off the set with Rush, a band who has been through many different stylistic periods, all the way from hard rock to progressive rock to electronic rock to modern rock. Yeah. All of those. And that was, yes, Subdivisions off of their Signals album. And then we heard from King's X, Lost in Germany. And thanks again to my good friend and fellow AC/DC aficionado. Brian's really into AC/DC too. But yes, thanks Brian for King's X and Lost in Germany. Then Peter, Paul, and Mary and Puff the Magic Dragon, which was actually a controversial enough song. It's kind of innocent enough, and it was actually based on a poem that was written by this guy Leonard Lipton. He was neither Peter, Paul, nor Mary, and he was a college student at Cornell, and hanging out one day, he came up with this idea, this poem about an ageless dragon Puff and his playmate, a boy named Jackie Paper, who eventually grows up and loses interest in the imaginary adventures of his childhood and Puff's all alone and depressed. And well, in any case, after it became a hit, people began to think that the song was about drug use. Yes, that the song contained references to smoking marijuana. That maybe Jackie Paper, the little boy, that the paper was referring to rolling papers, and that the dragon was talking about dragon taking a drag on a joint, inhaling smoke. And similarly, that Puff is about taking a puff on a marijuana cigarette. But actually, Peter Yarrow, who wrote the music, and, well, the person behind it, without him, it certainly wouldn't have come together, and he sings it, yes. He strenuously denies that. In any case, I think that's one of the wonderful things about music and lyrics and art in general. Things can mean many different things, and it's up to us as those who experience the art to try to find meaning and figure it out and perhaps posit some meanings that aren't even there. Then we heard from Mountain with Leslie West, Mississippi Queen, and the Crash Kings. Thanks again, Brian, for that. Mountain Man was the name of that song. And then Green Day, Walking Contradiction. Pretty high energy song there. And, well, as I mentioned, our audio clips from Who Knows Where that mix in between and on top of the music. In particular, this evening, I've had a lot of clips from Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart and Star Trek. A couple of different episodes of Star Trek, and in particular, The Wrath of Khan earlier, and Ricardo Montalban. I just want to say, I think, besides being an outstanding actor, he just comes across as a really classy guy. I remember when he was a spokesman for Chrysler in the 1970s. He was talking about the rich Corinthian leather in their Chrysler Cordoba. And of course, he was Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island. But his Khan in Star Trek, I liked him an awful lot. Ricardo Montalban, one of my three favorite Mexicans as I think about it. The others would be Esquivel, that crazy genius composer, producer, arranger, the pioneer in stereo. And the third one would be Miguel Diaqueza, who's a software developer and entrepreneur. And definitely a high-energy guy. Backing me up right now is the Ray Corvair Trio once again. And this track is called Crazy Doings. Well, let's continue with your Friday night sound collage party. And start off the next set with Blind Melon, a band who's tragically came to an end with the heroin overdose of their lead singer. And well, here is Blind Melon, and 3 is a magic number as we explore the power of 3 on the Plastic Sushi sound collage.
Magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get 3. It's the magic number. In the past and the present, the future, faith and hope and charity, in the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you 3.
What is it?
Three!
mansions. So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable, cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some Pampers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. It's this situation and these police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a mother cop. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Unit, be advised, Temple 11 to arrest now at 938 Temple. 30 subjects with bands trying to get inside the CP's house.
You consider me the young apprentice. lives, which is messy, unsanitary, and based on living next to you for 3 years, involves loud and unnecessary appeals to a deity.
Oh, God.
Yes, exactly.
You're disgusting, but I love you.
Well, my disgustingness is my best feature.
And we're just reminding you that friends don't let friends drive drunk. Be safe. God bless.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm going to make it. I will survive. Keep on surviving.
You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and our theme this evening is called The Power of Three. Began the set with Blind Melon, and three is a magic number. And Blind Melon basically formed in 1990, and in 1995, their lead vocalist, Shannon Hoon, died of a fatal overdose of heroin. And, you know, when people die of an overdose of heroin, it's not because they purposefully take too much. I actually learned this from a former police officer at one of these, who's a member of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They're basically former law enforcement officials who are looking to decriminalize, particularly marijuana, because they've seen firsthand that prohibition causes far more problems than people responsibly using marijuana, at least. But when heroin dealers get heroin, they cut it. They add other substances to it to dilute it into the expected dosage. And so they'll have a whole bunch of this, you know, white powder, and they'll mix the heroin in and shake it around. And if they don't shake it around enough, there'll be clumps of heroin in the mix. And while you generally think in terms of, say, you're at a bar and somebody makes you a drink and they give you an extra shot of alcohol, that's not such a bad thing. Well, with heroin, getting a little bit extra for your money that way is not a good thing, because it won't give you a little bit better buzz. It'll kill you. And that's typically what goes on when people die of a heroin overdose. It's not that they purposefully take three times as much or something like that. No, it's a clump of heroin in what they're expecting to be much more evenly distributed. And then we followed that with the Bee Gees. Yes, some classic disco, jive talking. Sublime gave us a song about what they did during the riots of April 29th, 1992. Get gear and alcohol, among other things, by looting stores. And then a song going out to Ritzko from The Jam with Paul Weller. That's who Ritzko really loves. And that was But I'm Different Now, from a compilation called Extras, a collection of rarities. Then we followed that with The Police and Wrapped Around Your Finger, and Danko Jones, the Canadian trio that, fronted by Danko Jones on vocals and guitar, and then he's got J.C. Calabrese on bass guitar and Richard Knox on drums. And we finish things off with a public service message, again, about the importance of not drinking and driving, from Beyonce and those other ladies in what was Destiny's Child. Speaking of public service messages, I wanted to let you know about Black Cat Rescue. .com, which is a Somerville no-kill cat rescue organization. They're basically concerned about black cats, which have a notoriously difficult time because people are superstitious. And if you're a cat in an animal shelter, you've got things pretty rough as far as getting adopted. But if you're a black cat, things are even worse than that. So blackcatrescue.com is devoted towards saving those cats. And they're having a benefit night over at Flatbed Pizza Company in Davis Square next Tuesday, March 29th, and it goes from 5 p.m. until midnight. So over at Flatbed Pizza Company on Tuesday evening, you can eat pizza, you can win raffle prizes, and you can, most importantly of all, help support local homeless black cats. And if you want more information about that on the web, just browse your way over to blackcatrescue.com. Well, we've got about 26 minutes before Chase Carson will be coming in with the time tunnel. And we're going to have one last set for you. And why not start off with another Japanese band? And, oh, yeah, I did want to mention this is, once again, the Ray Corvair Trio backing me up with my ambiance. And we're going to start the next set off with another Japanese band because this is a plastic sushi. And here are the three fine ladies that at any point comprise Shonen Knife and a happy song about some things that you can eat. Banana chips here on WMFR in Medford.
Flowers gone, young girls pick them, everyone. is gone.
Gone to graveyards, everyone.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone?
Gone to flowers, everyone.
When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
When you look at the indelible mark that the trio, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, made upon rock history, it's easy to overlook the fact that it all happened over a 2-year period and 3 albums. That's it.
Sing song. If the sun refuses to shine, I don't mind. I don't mind. If the mountains fill in the sea, let it be. It ain't me. Turned out to be nice.
Conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They're hoping soon my kind of drop and die, but I'm gonna wave my green flag.
I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world.
Why is it people who can't take advice always insist on giving it?
I'm standing outside waiting around without you. Trying hard to concentrate on the nail.
I wanted on the show. So,
so fine, hurry.
you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. And this has been the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Our theme this evening has been the power of three, as we've been playing you music by trios. We began the last set with the Japanese female trio, Shonen Knife. And one of their three songs with something to do with banana. That was Banana Chips. They've also got a song called Banana Fish and another one called Banana Leaf. Then we followed that with the Kingston Trio, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Jimi Hendrix and his experience, quite the power trio, If Six Was Nine. And then Crash Kings with Raincoat. And we finished things off with Motorhead, starring Lemmy and Christine. Right now, we're actually listening to the Hampton Hawes Trio. And in anticipation of next week's April Fool's theme, this track is These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. This is actually, well, Chase has over the last few months come to have his jazz interlude somewhere between 11 p.m. and midnight. And, well, this is a jazz prelude to his time tunnel this evening. And Chase has mentioned that this being Good Friday, he's going to be having a little bit more of a mellow and jazzier show. So that'll be a really good thing to carry us through from 10 p.m. until midnight this evening. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back again next week, and it'll be an April Fool's show for you here on WMFO in Medford.